On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, welcome to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. It's our new hour. We've added about a year and a half ago, our 7 o'clock hour. Open topic, whatever we feel like, and what would be more appropriate than football? NFL season starts tomorrow.
The blood sport, Romy.
The blood sport. And who else could we invite in to talk NFL football than our very own Ron Wolfley?
Good to see you, Romy. How you doing?
Let me try that again. Ron Wolfley.
Everybody's got one. It's just an amazing thing. I get five-year-old kids. They walk up to me. Are you talking to me? You know, I just, yeah, how you doing?
I'm very well. Thanks for joining us. Let's back up to you're 5 years old.
Yeah, okay. Ooh.
When did you first touch a football?
You know what? Probably when I was about 6 years old. I remember we moved from Blaisdell, New York when I was, I want to say, 4 years old, Romy.
And Blaisdell,
New York is a suburb just south of Buffalo, New York. That's where I was born and raised. And then we moved to Orchard Park when I was probably five, at the end of being 5 years old. And I have vivid memories of being five in Orchard Park, New York. And what you have to understand about Orchard Park, New York is it's a very affluent town. It is a town of doctors and lawyers, a town of a little bit of hauntiness, if you know what I mean. And it's built on a hill, Romy. And the higher up the hill of Orchard Park, New York, you would go, the more money you had. We lived below sea level on a dead-end street that emptied into a gravel pit. We were on the wrong side.
Down
literally, Romy, on the wrong side of the tracks. But Orchard Park, New York, we just call it the park. What a great town that really is. And I go back every year. I'm proud to be from there. But I am definitely an Arizonan at this point.
So where did your passion for football come from in a hoity-toity little town in persnickety New York?
Oh, that's good right there. First of all, I would say that my older brother Craig, he's 5 years older than I am. He played 12 years in the National Football League. He played 10 as the starting left guard for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then he finished his career in Minnesota for 2 years. Now, he's 5 years older than I am. And he was 18 years old at the time when I was 13. And, of course, I grew up like any kid, playing baseball in the sand lot, right? Going to an empty field and throwing the football around and playing football, tackle, even though we had no helmets. I mean, I grew up in that kind of environment. But I never played organized football at all until I saw my brother Craig get a scholarship when he was 18 years old. Got a scholarship to play football for Syracuse University. And Romy, I was like, what? You're telling me they're going to pay for your tuition? They're going to pay for your books? They're going to pay for you to actually move there, go there, and go to school there, all because you play football? This was an epiphany for me, personally, at the age of 13. And then all of a sudden, when I realized that could happen, it could happen to a poor kid who grew up on this dead-end street, one of five kids, son of a truck driver, that it could actually happen. Then all of a sudden, when I was 13 years old, I started to train like my older brother Craig had trained to actually get a scholarship. He started training hard when he was 13. And I started doing the same thing, and that was not easy because it was cold in Buffalo, New York. Many of those winter nights, Romy, out there in the garage, lifting and working out and running in the spring and running through the summer and trying to train and prepare myself to possibly receive a scholarship like my older brother, Craig. And that happened. That really was a still point moment in my life.
Now,
and
Rocky hadn't come out yet.
Yeah, really? Wait a minute. Honestly, when did Rocky come out?
I don't know.
I can't, you know, you're asking the wrong guy. What? I use my head for a living for 10 years, if you know what I mean.
I just want to know, what was your music that you put on? Or did Or was it the old turn record and it was frozen
okay,
solid?
Yeah,
in the
well,
snow.
Yeah, exactly. No, there was no music in the garage, Rummy. There was no music at all. It was just you in the freezing cold, and I've got another set of bench presses.
That'd be enough to make anyone mad.
But
I think.
It really focused me on what it was that I wanted to do. So Craig was a great example for me, but yeah, I absolutely loved the fact that I could work hard and possibly receive a scholarship, and I'm happy to say that that's exactly what happened.
Now, he went to Syracuse.
He went
Did
to
you
Syracuse.
Follow him there?
No.
No.
Oh,
okay.
This is such a good story, Romy. I'm glad you asked. I didn't want to go to Syracuse. I actually was recruited by Jim Tressel. Jim Tressel is a coach that was a wide receiver coach for the Syracuse Orange Men. That's what they called them at the time. Now they're just the Syracuse Orange, of course. But he also was the coach, the head coach of Ohio State, Jim Tressel. And Jim Tressel was just an awesome guy, and I loved him. But I remember he recruited me, and he took me to Syracuse for my recruiting trip. And suddenly, I started running into guys that had come in as freshmen when Craig was a senior. I started running into guys that had actually played with my brother Craig at Syracuse and knew who my brother Craig was. And everywhere I went, Romy, it was like, dudes, this is Wolf's little brother. This is little Wolf. And all of a sudden, everywhere we went, I'm talking about every party they took us to, Romy, the frat houses, the restaurants, they were introducing me as Wolf's little brother. And it dawned on me that my team captain, All-American brother Craig, who was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers in 1980 after they had won their fourth Super Bowl ring, it dawned on me that he was big man on campus. And I didn't want to follow him there. I wanted to go. I figured if I was going to suck buttermilk, I was going to go someplace anonymous and suck buttermilk. And that's why I went to West Virginia. Just to wrap this and put a bow on it, you should know that my younger brother Dale, who's 5 years younger than I am, who was better than both Craig and myself put together, he had no problem following me to West Virginia. You figure it out.
So we've established Greg spent 12 years in the NFL. You said right after the 80s, because that was my first thought, was this before or after Bradshaw? Because
Terry Bradshaw was still there. They had just won, Romy. They won their fourth Super Bowl ring in January of 1980. Craig was drafted by that team in April of 1980.
That had to be
pretty
exciting.
It was one of the greatest moments of my life. The fact that I was a 17-year-old kid when Craig was drafted, a 17-year-old kid, still a junior, I believe, in high school, and yet I could go into that locker room. They used to bring me in after the game, and there was Mean Joe Green. There was Terry Bradshaw. There was Lynn Swan. There was Franco Harris. There was Jack Lambert. Just Google it, my young crunk brothers. Jack Lambert, the meanest man ever to play in the NFL, period. It was such an honor walking into that locker room. And, yeah, I was terrified the first few times I was in there, but they treated me like I was the king of Sheba. It was awesome.
So you went to West Virginia. Did Pittsburgh recruit you and say, you know what, I'm not following Big Brother again?
No.
I'm going somewhere else?
No, I got drafted. I played at West Virginia, West by God, Virginia, ladies and gentlemen. I played at WVU from 1981 to 1984, and I only played there 4 years. I'm only 12 hours short of my degree still to this day, right? But I only went 4 years. I want to make that clear. Wasn't like these six-year program some of these people on, or even higher. I went there 4 years. I didn't have a redshirt year. If I had a redshirt year, I would hold that diploma. I would hold that degree. But it didn't happen. Anyways, I digress. What was I saying? Oh, 81 to 84. This is kind of like, this is your life, Ron Wolfley, isn't it? This is really interesting. But I was drafted in 1985 by the then St. Louis Cardinals and played in St. Louis from 1985 to 1987. And then we moved to Phoenix in 1988, and we were the Phoenix Cardinals when we first moved here.
Now, had you ever been west of the Mississippi at that point?
Oh, no. Romy, I had never been on a plane. I'd been out of the state once to Pennsylvania from Western New York, driving down to Pennsylvania in a car once. I was 18 years old when I was recruited by West Virginia and showed up in my freshman year. They took me on our trip to play the Syracuse Orangemen. And they did that because they knew Syracuse had recruited me, because I sucked buttermilk when I was a freshman, right? And I couldn't make the travel squad. So they took me anyways on that last game of the year to Syracuse just to kind of say, see, we got this kid, and this kid wanted to go to your place, and you know what? He came to our place, and we just want to show you that he's doing fine. So they took me to Syracuse. That was the first time I was ever on a plane, 18 years old, and gripping the seat, if you know what I mean.
You land in Phoenix.
Yes.
You step off the plane.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Phoenix, right.
Dude, is your first thought?
Mind job. Just blown completely, right? Because I had this picture, and it's so silly. You know about the cacti, right? And, you know, oh, it's a desert down there, and, yeah, they have cacti and everything. But I had no idea that Phoenix actually had the Sonoran Desert. I thought cacti basically grew out of Sahara-like sand dunes. When I flew in, I was like, wow, this is really different. And I remember the first time I flew in, they brought me down early. They brought me down early because we were going to move here as a team, but they wanted to send some of their team captains, of which I was one at the time in 1988. They wanted to send us down and actually have some type of little press conference. And I remember flying in and just seeing all the mountains everywhere. And it was in January or February, if memory serves. And you know how the weather is in January and February. Oh, my goodness. That is the bluest blue sky I have ever seen. And there's not a cloud in the sky. You go cloud hunting, right? That's what you do in January and February. And there are mountains everywhere. And I was blown away at how beautiful it was and how dry the air was. Growing up in Buffalo, New York, you got to be kidding me. All the humidity up there coming right off the lake, Lake Erie. So it was a shock to actually discover Phoenix and learn what Phoenix was all about.
And then you played here for the Cardinals how many years?
I played here for 4 years.
And did you stay here? Did you go back to New York, back to Arizona?
Yeah, that's really...
How'd you end up on behind a mic at the end of that
Yeah, that's... Oh, boy, it's a long and sordid story.
And we have about 30 seconds left.
Let's just put it this way, Romy, okay? I ended up back here in Phoenix in 1998 because things did not go as planned. Funny the way that happens in life. I came back here in 1998 and got a radio gig. Thank you, Jude LaCava. Jude LaCava was the guy that actually got me a tryout on old KMVP 860 AM. And my career was launched, if you want to call it career.
And now you can be heard every Sunday when the Cardinals are playing, home or away, the voice of the Cardinals, Ron Wolf.
Actually, not the voice. Dave Pasch would be the voice of the Cardinals. I'm just the color analyst who sits there and rips off a few licks every now and then.